that can mean only one thing. There's only one thing I can talk about. Jim Nader has to be lurking somewhere around here.
Scott, I'm up here in Chicago.
Ah, Jim, how are you?
Well, I don't want to sound whiny, but once again, I feel like death eating a cracker.
Well, yes.
When I'm here.
The more I listen to this, I'd be inclined to agree. Jim Nader, I should explain, is our friend who's the host of the Annoying Music Program that's done out of WBEZ in Chicago and run by one or two other public radio stations across the country. Now, this is, near as I can tell, what is it? This is called Thus Spoke Zarathustra?
Right, the theme from 2001, the great Stanley Kubrick film. This group was interesting.
This was definitely not played at Mr. Kubrick's funeral a couple of years ago. Had to be played in advance of it, I should think, yes?
Although there are some accomplished musicians in the Portsmouth Symphonia. They were put together by, it was a brainchild of Brian Eno and a composer named Gavin Bryars, and anybody could join, so he had a mix of skilled musicians and unskilled musicians, sort of like Professor Harold Hill's The Think Method, and the only rule was you had to attend rehearsals and take it seriously, and that's the only rule for the Annoying Music Show. Attend rehearsals and take it seriously.
Like, God love him, our friend Leonard Nimoy singing Proud Mary.
Right.
yes.
And that's why we're here today with these songs. These are submissions by listeners, NPR listeners, and that alone should be frightening. But the listeners insist these are annoying. And Leonard Nimoy is one of the most frequent submissions we get, so we're not going to play him today. William Shatner is another one. And actually, this next group that I've never played only because I enjoy them, but they are the number one Annoying Music Show request.
My power cord, foot foot, always like to roam. My power cord, foot foot, now he has no home. Where will foot foot go? What will foot foot do? Oh, foot foot, I wish I could find you.
All right, I have my word.
There's the Beatles, of course.
I left foot. According to my notes, Jim,
yes,
this is my pal Foot Foot from The Shags,
right,
and their album Philosophy of the World.
Yes.
I guess the Shags are Dot Helen and Betty Wiggins?
Yes, the Wiggins sisters. They recorded this album, believe it or not, in one day.
Oh, I can believe that. is it true Frank Zappa said that their album, Philosophy of the World, was his third all-time favorite album?
Actually, he did. This is one of those albums that took on a life of its own. You wouldn't believe it. But the Wiggins' father, actually, Austin, I like saying these names, really pushed the girls, wanted to get them while they were hot. So he bought some studio time. Dot wrote a dozen tunes. They did it in one day. 1,000 copies were made. And somehow it's not only survived these years, but it's become more popular. And I swear a week does not go by when I don't get a Shag CD in the mail.
You'll have all 1,000 pretty soon, won't you? Let me ask you about this next one. It's a Canadian bluegrass group called Luther, Right, and the Wrongs.
This demonstrates that two great forms of music can produce the best annoying music.
We don't need no education, and we don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Well, teachers, leave them kids alone.
Oh, yes. And, of course, Luther Wright and the Wrongs from their album Rebuild the Wall, which was a complete cover of Pink Floyd's The Wall.
I must say, I haven't heard anything in years that makes me long for the Berlin Wall to be back up, but almost anything to interdict the free flow of music over borders.
Mr. Floyd, take that wall down. This was actually sent to me by a Tribune reporter, Lou Carlozzo, who said he couldn't get it past the Tribune security. So I sent it right over to
him. Thanks, Lou. Oh, my. So we've been playing stuff that people send you. They actually, under the total misapprehension that we give a fig, there are also people that send annoying music to us.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Yeah, yes.
And you play it during All Things Considered.
But we every now and then we save a little favorite something for ourselves.
I'd love to hear it.
Thank you. You ever heard of Jazz Coleman?
Slightly.
Okay, well, this is Jazz Coleman and their version of, do we have to say there, because there's more than one musician, right? I thought it was Gary Coleman's version for a while.
This is the theme from the Great Chicago Fire, isn't it?
Come on, baby, light my fire. Yes, exactly. This is what the cow sang in the Philip Glass opera. Liner notes on this one, why do I mention Philip Glass's name? In fact, they thank Philip Glass for his influence. Although I'm not sure it's altogether apparent here offhand. You know, is it humbling, Jim, every now and then to realize how much annoying music means in human lives?
Not really. Not really. It's an art form, so, you know, it's there. I mean, people can accept it or not, and obviously it's having an impact. But that's what art does. I have no control over it. It's a force.
A force for good.
A force for good.
For healing is what we like
no,
to think.
No, I wouldn't say that.
All right.
Distraction. It's a force for distraction.
Well, Jim, nice talking to you again.
Scott, thank you. Can I take just a moment to thank all of the NPR listeners who have sent me tapes and CDs? Because really, without them, there would be no Annoying Music Show, and I'd be a much happier man.
Jim, it's always a pleasure to talk to you whenever we have to fill time on this program. Thank you very much. Jim Nader is host of the Annoying Music Show that's heard on public radio stations across the country. He does it out of WBEZ in Chicago. Come on, baby, break my string. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News, directed this week by Chad Campbell and produced by Sarah Biscuit Kelly, Julia Holmes Bailey, Ed McNulty, Darcy Bacon, Andy Lyman, Carrie Thompson, Diana Douglas, Charlie Mayer, and Sasha Coca. Our technical director is Burkhan, so ably assisted by Ted Mebane, Greg Graven, and Paxson Laird. Our librarians, Akeem Oleski, Alphonse Veen, and Holly Witt. Our science desk producer is Rebecca Davis. And the editors there are Ann Gudenkauf, Allison Richards, and Joe Neal. The senior editor is Gwendolyn Tompkins, and the senior producer of Weekend Edition Saturday is Peter Breslow. I'll be away for a few weeks, but our friend Linda Wertheimer will be here, so you have a great summer ahead of you. I'm Scott Simon.